забава, забава здоровання. Ей, забава, забава цілу ніч. Ми гуляли, співали аж до рання. Ми гуляли, співали цілу ніч.
Золотих залов понеділок, підем разом, підем разом по барвілок. І я прийшов до пенема, підмагнула, моя мила. Тільки залов у вівторок, поцілуєш раз і сорок. І я прийшов до пенема, підмагнула, моя мила.
Ей, забава, забава ж до рання. Ей, забава, забава цілу ніч. Ми гуляли, співали аж до рання. Ми гуляли, співали цілу ніч.
Тільки зала у середу. Підем разом по череду. Я прийшов до пенема, підмагнула, 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 моя мила. Ти казала у четвер, підем разом на спацер. Я прийшов до пенема, підмагнула, 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 моя мила.
Ей, забава, забава ж до рання. Ей, забава, забава цілу ніч. Ми гуляли, співали аж до рання. Ми гуляли, співали цілу ніч. Ага, моя мила, до роботи, до кохання, ти лінива. Ага, моя мила,
до роботи, до кохання, ти лінива.
Ти мене пустиш під звіницю.
І я прийшов до пенема, підмагнула, підмагнула,
підмагнула, моя мила.
Ти казала у суботу, підем разом на роботу. І я прийшов до пенема, підмагнула, підмагнула,
підмагнула, моя мила.
Ей, забава, забава ж до рання. Ей, забава, забава цілу ніч. Ми гуляли, співали аж до рання. Ми гуляли, співали цілу ніч.
Ти казала у неділю, підем гуляти на весілля. Я прийшов до пенема, підмагнула, підмагнула,
підмагнула, моя мила.
Ти казала, я умру, та я зробив тобі труну. Я прийшов, а ти жива, підмагнула, підмагнула,
підмагнула, моя мила.
Ей, забава, забава ж до рання. Ей, забава, забава цілу ніч. Ми гуляли, співали аж до рання. Ми гуляли, співали цілу ніч. Ага, моя мила, до роботи, до кохання, ти лінива. Ага, моя мила,
до роботи, до кохання, ти лінива.
Забава, забава ж до рання. Ей, забава, забава цілу ніч. Ми гуляли, співали аж до рання. Ми гуляли, співали цілу ніч. Ей, забава, забава ж до рання. Ей, забава, забава цілу ніч. Ми гуляли, співали аж до рання. Ми гуляли, співали цілу ніч.
And from Edmonton, Alberta, that was Cullaby from their CD Cullamaca Casualties and Hey Zabava, Let's Party Until Dawn. And joining them on the vocals there was Christina Sukirka from the Saskatoon trio Voloshke. Вітаю вас всіх, шановні радіослухачі, на радіопрограму «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння. З вами Павліна Макорі. Дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину. Hello there and welcome to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio. I'm Павліна Демчук-Макорі, your host, and I am delighted to have you with me this hour. We've got a great program lined up for you. Sylvia Molnar will be along with a recipe that is delicious anytime, but it's actually traditional for Easter, and Easter is coming up on the Julian calendar in just a couple of weeks, so stay tuned for that. As well, Keith Pennell has news from Ukraine on the latest developments in the political world, so stay tuned for that as well. We'll also have our usual proverb of the week, other items of interest, and great Ukrainian music. And coming up next is another Edmonton group. They are called Millennia. This is from their first CD. They've got three out now, and this is from their first, which is Життя, which means life. And here they are now with an original composition called Josie's Song.
Вишневім садочку я рожі садів, вишневім садочку я рожі садів, я в тебе кохана, бо я ся любив. Вечеру садочку, як місяць зіснів, вечеру садочку, як місяць зіснів, сонце заходило, а місяць ходив. Чорні очка, як я ся дивив, твої чорні очка, як я ся дивив, як зорі сіяли, а місяць світив. Садочку я рожі садів, вишневім садочку я рожі садів, як тебе кохана, бо я ся любив.
You can now hear programs from PCJ Radio while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher is a free news and talk mobile app available for your smartphone. Downloading is quick and easy. Just find Stitcher in the App Store. It's free and just takes a few seconds. For more information, go to www.pcjmedia.com and click on the Stitcher logo on the right menu. PCJ Radio on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio.
please take the Nosh Holo survey and let us know your thoughts about the show. This will help us make sure that we deliver the kind of Ukrainian programming that you want to hear. Just go to the Nosh Holos website and click on the survey link. 10 quick questions and you're done. www.noshholos.com.
Connecticut, that was Olya Fritz from her CD Zaprase Usne, Into Your Dreams, and Strumochuk, The Stream. Up next, we're back to some Canadian talent. They are called Tut I Tam, and here they are now with a little bit of bluegrass application to Ukrainian folk music. Here they are now from their first self-titled CD and a song called Chumbara.
Хлопці порубали, ой, недавно оженився, усі люди знали.
Чумбара, чумбара, чумбариня, де дівчина молода? Чумба, чумба, чумбариня, чумба, чумба, чумбара, чумба, чумба, чумбариня, де дівчина молода? Мав же я дівчиноньку Марусеньку звали, вона мене сороченька шила й вишивала.
Чумбара, чумбара, чумбариня, де дівчина молода?
Чумба, чумба, чумбариня, чумба, чумба, чумбара, чумба, чумба, чумбариня, де дівчина молода?
și l-ai veșe bala. Crebulca me, stebulca me, bobi ce ne stala.
Ciumbara, ciumbara, ciumbarenia de divcina moloda. Ciumba, ciumba, ciumbarenia, ciumba, ciumba, ciumbara. Ciumba, ciumba, ciumbarenia de divcina moloda.
Що на вулиці стали всі питати, чи то світо, чи сір'як, бо було не знати.
Чумбара, чумбара, чумбариня, де дівчина молода. Чумба, чумба, чумбариня, чумба, чумба, чумбара. Чумба, чумба, чумбариня, де дівчина молода.
Не свята і не сір'я, не така рубака, а це мила вишивала голокостомака.
Чумбара, чумбара, чумбариня, де дівчина молода. Чумба, чумба, чумбариня, чумба, чумба, чумбара. Чумба, чумба, чумбариня, де дівчина молода.
And now, Ukrainian Food Flair with Sylvia Molnar. Tips for Ukrainian cooking.
Hello. Horseradish, called hryn in Ukrainian, is grown for its pungent roots, which are generally grated, then mixed with vinegar and salt, before being used as a condiment or relish. The root itself has little aroma, but when cut or grated, volatile oils are released. These are very irritating to the mucous membranes. So when grating fresh horseradish, proper ventilation is crucial. Freshly grated horseradish should be used immediately or mixed in vinegar, as once it's exposed to air or heat, it will darken, lose its pungency, and turn bitter. Mixed with vinegar, it will keep for several months refrigerated, but once it begins to discolor, it's time to replace it. Horseradish is believed to be indigenous to Eastern Europe, which is not hard to believe since it is so popular in the Slavic world. However, horseradish has been cultivated since antiquity. In Greek mythology, it was considered worth its weight in gold. Horseradish was known in Egypt in 1500 BC, and a mural in Pompeii shows the plant. More recently, it was used as a medicine during the Middle Ages and as a condiment in Germany, Scandinavia, and Britain. It was brought to North America during colonial times. 1 tablespoon of horseradish has only 2 calories. It is low in sodium and provides dietary fiber as well as great flavor. This recipe for horseradish sauce is traditional at Ukrainian Easter and equally delicious any time of year. To make it, you will need 6 tablespoons grated fresh horseradish, 2 cups sour cream, 2 teaspoons salt, 2 tablespoons sugar, 2 tablespoons vinegar. Mix all in a glass bowl. Adjust seasonings to taste. Let stand at room temperature for 1 hour before serving so flavors can develop. This makes about 3 cups. Try it. It's Ukrainian.
Thanks, Sylvia, for sharing your Ukrainian culinary expertise on Ukrainian Food Flair here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. You're listening to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio.
Thank you. вся ладівка відра, та й пішла по воду, а там хлопці риболовці, ще й з козацького роду, а там хлопці риболовці, ще й з козацького роду. Лай-ла-ла-ла-лай, лай-ла-ла-ла-лай, лай-ла-ла-ла-ла-лай-лай. Хлопці риболовці з козацького роду, візьміть мене на той човен, перевезіть через воду. Візьміть мене на той човен, перевезіть через воду. Лай-ла-ла-ла-лай, лай-ла-ла-ла-лай, лай-ла-ла-ла-ла-лай-лай. Тобою не тужила, щоб і твоя стара мати за тобою не тужила. Лай-ла-ла-ла-лай, лай-ла-ла-ла-лай, лай-ла-ла-ла-ла-лай-лай. Моя стара мати не буде тужити, вона сама добре знає, що я не маю з ким жити. Вона сама добре знає, що я не маю з ким жити. Лай-ла-ла-ла-лай, лай-ла-ла-ла-лай, лай-ла-ла-ла-ла-лай-лай. Лай-ла-ла-ла-ла-лай, лай-ла-ла-ла-лай, лай-ла-ла-ла-ла-лай-лай.
That was New York's Hrim Band from their first self-titled CD that they released not too long ago. And a song that illustrates their talent, not just as a polka band, but also as balladeers. That was Chlopci Rybolovci, the Fisher Boys. Coming up next is another group that is very talented. They hail from Winnipeg. Actually, it's a group that's disbanded, but the people are still around in various different incarnations and different groups now. And this is an illustration of another way that Ukrainian folk music can be adapted to a more contemporary sound. It is a traditional woodcutter's dance called Arkan, done by Taran from Winnipeg.
Thank you. власні коли, як у сні я вас бачу, ви смієтесь, а я плачу. Чарівні очі, ви мої одинокі, ви чарівно глибокі, о, як я люблю вас. Чарівні очі, ви мої одинокі, ви чарівні. Мене лякіли,
лякіли,
і мене не зрозуміли. Я на вас задивився і у вас залюбився. Чарівні очі, ви мої одинокі, ви чарівні.
Canadian talent for you there. That was a group called Dunai from Ajax, Ontario, from a CD called Soundscapes. And that was Cariocchi, Chorni Prove, Hazel Eyes, and Dark Brows. Up next is Chocolat from Ukraine, and this is a very hot up-and-coming, or already perhaps arrived, jazz group from Ukraine. And here they are with a number that is a traditional Ukrainian folk song done in a contemporary jazz style, Hutsulia.
Thank you.
You're listening to Nash Holos, Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio.
Ukrainian News Outlook.
Coming up, an exclusive interview with Ukrainian President Viktor Yanukovych and fond memories of the Iron Lady in Ukraine. I'm Keith Perron. A number of people are asking the question, what will happen to Yulia Tymoshenko, Ukraine's former prime minister? Just recently, two of her allies were pardoned by Ukrainian President Viktor Yanukovych. Viktor Yanukovych says that he wants to have closer ties with the European Union. But many in Europe are saying that this can only happen if the former prime minister is released from prison and is pardoned herself. Viktor Yanukovych is slated to have talks with the European Union about joining that group. What will happen to Yulia Tymoshenko? Well, your guess is as good as many of those watching this story. He recently sat down with a one-on-one interview with Al Jazeera, and we have this story from Rory Challens.
Ukraine's president is a man with plenty on his mind. A sickly economy, troubled relationships with both Europe and Russia, and a famous detainee no one will let him forget about. For many, Yulia Tymoshenko is Europe's most recognizable political prisoner. In an interview with Al Jazeera, I asked Viktor Yanukovych why he's turned down appeals to release her from the likes of Hillary Clinton and Angela Merkel.
Коли буде завершений судовий процес.
It's only after the legal procedures of the criminal case that Mrs. Tymoshenko is subject to are over that we can look at a pardon in any variance. This can be reviewed under the existing law by both the President and the Parliament.
Ukraine's government insists Yulia Tymoshenko's incarceration is a judicial, not a political matter. Whether you believe that or not, it's certainly true that the legal onslaught against Tymoshenko didn't stop with 2011's seven-year sentence for abuses of power. The former prime minister is being tried again, this time on tax evasion and embezzlement charges. For her daughter, the reason for the prosecutions is simple. It removed her from Ukraine's political landscape so Yanukovych's Party of Regions could win last year's parliamentary elections.
At any moment of time, even today, he can sign a decree, he can change the rules of how pardoning is made, he can make sure that these people are freed and the justice is reinstated.
Tymoshenko's health is poor. Footage shot in her Kharkiv prison shows her receiving treatment for a back condition and protesting her incarceration. Hunger strikes have weakened her further. But angry statements from jail regularly excoriate Viktor Yanukovych's leadership, accusing it of corruption and fraud. And a makeshift support camp in central Kiev helps her stay visible.
Her political opponents wish that she'd just go away, or at the very least, keep quiet. But jailing Yulia Tymoshenko has in many ways turned her into the bird in a cage that won't stop singing. And she's now the global symbol for Ukraine's troubled democracy. Rory Challens, Al Jazeera, Kiev.
Now, it doesn't matter what you think of former Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher, who recently passed away at the age of 87. She was loved by people, admired, and also hated at the same time. But one area that everybody agrees on is her role in the collapse of communism in Eastern Europe. In 1990, she visited Kiev and spoke to politicians and students and everyday people. And many people are saying that her visit there was a sign to make Ukraine become a democratic country. To find out more about the love Ukrainians have for Margaret Thatcher, we have this story from Laurie Hassel.
Margaret Thatcher visited Kiev when Ukraine was still part of the Soviet Union. Many experts and politicians in Eastern Europe believe it wasn't just a simple state trip, but the start of a wave that culminated in Ukraine's transition from socialism to a market economy. To discuss the matter, Euronews spoke to Leonid Kravchuk, first president of Ukraine until 1994, and we asked him why he didn't implement economic policies molded on Thatcher. As a president, I didn't have a full understanding of what a market economy was about, he says. So we had to learn the process first and then take radical steps. Despite the slow pace of economic reforms, some major privatizations did take place when Kravchuk was president. Most Eastern European observers believe Thatcher opened up a Pandora's box in the region when she famously declared that Mikhail Gorbachev was a man she could do business with.
Her personal contribution into the new composition of New Europe is a great one. That's why we are all today in great sympathy to this great person.
Not everyone agrees that Thatcher's contribution was beneficial, but few in Kiev want to return to the days of the past.
And with that report from Laurie Hassel in Kiev, we've come to the end of this edition of Ukraine News Outlook. I'm Keith Perron. We'll see you in 7 days' time.
Звичайно нас кума Мар'яна, бо нам у квіточка цвіте, а як спогляне, серце в'ябне, а все, що інше, аж буде. Кума раз, кума два, кума ягода моя, підморгуєш ти бровою, але діл у нас нема. Пропаду без тебе я. Вже за столом усі заснули, ми з кумом п'ємо тут у двох. Мар'яна каже, щоб ми чули, дупу сиджу у садок, тобі іще одну налити, питає кум моя не чар, його не можна перепити, бо це є кума самогова. Кума раз, кума два, кума ягода моя, підморгуєш ти бровою, але діл у нас нема. Що пропаду без тебе я.
from Edmonton, Alberta, that was a group called Trembita from their most recent CD called Keep Calm and Polka On. And we will be bringing you an interview with Slavko Nohas of the group to talk, tell us all about Trembita, where they've been, where they're going, what they're up to right now. And that will be coming up very shortly. It has been recorded, so I'll be sharing that with you in the very near future. For the very best in Ukrainian programming, tune into Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio on the PCJ Radio Network, Saturdays in your part of the world on AM, FM, and shortwave radio. As well, you can catch the show on your smartphone via the Stitcher app. And as well, Nash Holos airs Sundays at 5 p.m. Pacific Time in Vancouver on AM 1320 CHMB and in Nanaimo on Vancouver Island Wednesdays at 12 noon on Radio Malaspina 101.7 FM. In between programs, you can visit us online at www.nashholos.com, and you can get links to the podcast and other great information there. Нажами вже скінчила нашу програму, вже час додому і сказати до побачення, але перед тим я хочу залишити вас такими словами мудрості. Хто надії не тратить, той бодай думками себе багатить. And our proverb of the week translates as, whoever does not lose hope is at least enriched by their thoughts. Well, that just about wraps up another program. So to take us to the end, we have the Playboy Band from Edmonton. And you've heard the Otacon done in a couple of contemporary ways. Well, this is a rendition that is a little bit more traditional, although it is also a little bit different because it's got kind of a klezmer feel to it. But oh, that's traditional, too. There's a lot of klezmer from Ukraine. That's where it all came from. So on behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos, thanks so much for joining us. Until next time, до побачення.